This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to turn a rejected anchor into not yet using the right follow-up script. When your anchor gets shot down, the right words transform rejection into momentum. In short, a rejected anchor is not a failed negotiation. It is the moment the real negotiation begins. The words you use in the 60 seconds after a rejection determine whether you recover your position or lose it permanently. Silence and preparation after a rejection protect your anchor better than any rebuttal. The right follow-up question shifts the conversation from your number to the conditions around it. A structured script gives you the courage to hold your ground without damaging the relationship. Definition: rejected anchor negotiation is the skill of responding constructively after your opening number or position has been declined. It involves a deliberate sequence of listening, questioning, and re-engaging that converts a hard rejection into a conditional agreement with a clear timeline and measurable path forward. You spent 3 weeks preparing. You researched market rates, quantified every accomplishment, and chose your anchor number with care. Then you said it out loud, and the person across the table said no. Not let me think about it. Not that's a stretch, but we can work with it. Just no. And in that moment, most people do one of two things. They collapse their position immediately, or they go silent and walk away having gained nothing. I have watched both responses end negotiations that should have been won. The anchor itself was solid. The preparation was real. What was missing was a script for the moment after the rejection and the courage to use it. In this article, you will learn exactly how to respond when your anchor gets shot down, including the follow-up script that turns a rejection into a not yet with conditions, a timeline, and a clear path forward. Why anchoring feels finished the moment it gets rejected. Here is the truth of it: anchoring works best when it makes the other party slightly uncomfortable. A strong anchor sets the outer boundary of the negotiation and pulls any eventual agreement in your direction. But that same discomfort, when it produces an immediate rejection, can feel like humiliation. Your number is out in the open. It has been refused. The instinct to retreat is almost physical. What makes this genuinely hard is that the rejection rarely comes with information. You hear that's not something we can do, and you have no idea whether they mean not now, not at that level, or not ever. Without knowing which version you are facing, you cannot respond intelligently. Most people guess wrong. They either push harder on a closed door or accept terms that were never actually final. The other difficulty is timing. The rejection lands fast, the silence that follows is uncomfortable, and the pressure to say something, anything, is intense. That pressure is where poor follow-up decisions get made. If you have not rehearsed what comes next, you will improvise, and improvised responses after a rejected anchor almost never serve you. What needs to be in place before you reach the follow-up? Before any follow-up script can work, you need three things clear in your own mind. First, you need your walk-away number, the floor beneath which no agreement is better than any agreement. Without this, you cannot hold your position, because you do not know where holding ends and conceding must begin. Second, you need a documented record of your value. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe what I call a break book, a collected record of quantified accomplishments, market rate data, and specific contributions that justify your anchor. This is not arrogance. It is evidence. When a rejection comes, your break book is what keeps you grounded rather than reactive. Third, you need to have listened before you anchored. Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time covers this in full. The value method, which I will walk you through below, places listening at its centre for exactly this reason. If you've not understood the other party's constraints before you anchor, you cannot intelligently address their objections after. The value method, the framework behind the follow-up. Before I give you the follow-up script, I want to show you the structure underneath it, because a script without a framework is just words. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the value method as a five-step career negotiation framework. Each letter names a stage. The value. Clarify your unique value before any number is named. What specific problem do you solve that others in your role do not? A. Accomplishments. Prove your value with quantified examples, not a list of responsibilities. Revenue generated, costs reduced, projects delivered, timelines beaten. L. Listen. This is the step most people skip entirely. After you anchor, stop talking. Let the other party respond in full. Do not interrupt. Do not rush to defend. What they say in the first 60 seconds after hearing your number will tell you everything about where the real objection lies. You understand. Acknowledge their perspective before you present yours again. This is not agreement. It is the recognition that their constraints are real and that you have heard them. E. Engage. Collaborate toward a win-win solution. This is where the follow-up script lies. You are not surrendering your anchor. You are exploring the conditions under which it becomes possible. The value method works because it treats a rejected anchor as data, not defeat. Each stage gives you something to do rather than something to feel. The follow-up script. A step-by-step process for after the rejection. This is the sequence that converts a rejection into a not yet. Work through each step in order. Do not skip ahead. Number 1. Absorb the rejection without responding immediately. Take 2 full seconds of silence. This is harder than it sounds, but it matters. Silence after a rejection signals confidence, not confusion. It tells the other party that you are thinking, not panicking. Never fill that silence with a concession. Number 2. Acknowledge without conceding. Your first words after the silence should confirm that you heard them, not that you agree with them. Say, okay, I hear you. That is not what I was hoping for, but I appreciate your honesty. This is the opening line of the script from chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time, and it does 2 things. It de-escalates any tension, and it signals that you're still in the conversation. Number 3. Ask for the conditions, not just the reason. Most people ask why after a rejection. Why questions invite justification, which puts the other party on the defensive. Instead, ask what would need to change. The exact script. Can we talk about what it would take to get there? What would I need to do in the next 6 months to be able to have this conversation again with a different outcome? This single question is where the negotiation reopens. It shifts the frame from your anchor being wrong to the conditions not yet being right. Number 4. Listen fully before you say anything else. Once you have asked the conditions question, stop. The answer they give you is the most valuable information in the entire negotiation. It tells you whether the rejection is about budget, timing, internal politics, or their perception of your value. Each of these requires a different response, and you cannot know which you are facing until you listen. Number 5. Reflect their constraint back to them accurately. Before you respond to what they have told you, summarize it. So if I understand correctly, the budget is fixed until the April review, and the decision would need to come from the wider team at that point. Is that right? This step, the you in value, builds trust. It shows you are listening. It also gives them the chance to correct any misunderstanding before you build your response on it. Number 6. Re-anchor with a timeline, not just a number. You are not abandoning your original anchor. You are attaching a specific condition to it. I understand the constraints. What I would like is for us to agree now that we will revisit this in 6 months, with a clear set of criteria, so that conversation has a defined outcome. This is what converts a rejection into a not yet. A no with no conditions attached is a closed door. A no with a 6-month review and specific criteria is a staged agreement. Number 7. Negotiate the full package if the number holds firm. If the other party confirms the salary is genuinely fixed, do not end the conversation there. Shift to the compensation package as a whole. Okay, I understand the salary is set. Could we talk about the other elements? The offer includes 2 weeks of leave, and I was hoping for 3. Would there be flexibility there? Your anchor was a number. Your goal is total value. These are not the same thing, and this distinction is what keeps the negotiation alive when the headline figure cannot move. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emunblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When the rejection comes by email, adapting the script for remote and written negotiations. The steps above assume a live conversation. Many rejected anchor negotiations today happen in writing, over video call, or in hybrid situations where the decision maker is not in the room when the response arrives. The principles do not change. The timing and format do. When a rejection comes by email, resist the urge to reply the same day. A written rejection deserves a written response, but not a rushed one. Give yourself at least a few hours. Write your reply using the same structure: acknowledge, ask the conditions question, and propose the timeline. For a practical example of how to structure a high-stakes written follow-up, the guidance in advanced email strategy, persuasion, influence, and high-stakes professional messaging offers a strong complement to the value framework. One rule that applies specifically to written rejections: never negotiate your anchor down in writing unless you have already held your position through at least one full exchange. A written concession made immediately after a written rejection becomes a permanent record of your capitulation. In a live conversation, you can recover. In an email thread, the evidence stays. If the rejection came during a meeting, treat the follow-up email as your opportunity to anchor the next conversation, not to restart the current one. A good follow-up email after a rejected anchor does three things. It confirms the conditions the other party named, it states your intent to revisit the conversation at a specific point, and it thanks them for the clarity. Nothing more. For templates on writing that kind of follow-up, follow-up emails that reinforce accountability gives you practical structure. Where the process breaks down. Three mistakes and their corrections. Getting this wrong is easy. I know because I have made every one of these mistakes myself, usually at the worst possible moment. The mistake: conceding the anchor in the first response to rejection. Why it happens: the silence feels unbearable and the concession feels like collaboration. What to do instead? Use the 2-second pause and the acknowledgement script. Hold your anchor through at least one full exchange before you consider adjusting it. Moving immediately signals that your number was never genuine. The mistake: asking why instead of what would it take. Why it happens. Why feels like a reasonable question. It is the natural human response to hearing no. What to do instead. Replace every why question with a conditions question. What would need to change for this to become possible? Is not just softer. It is structurally different. It invites problem solving rather than justification. The mistake: treating the rejected anchor as the end of the negotiation rather than the beginning of it. Why it happens. Most people have not prepared for rejection. They prepared for the anchor, not for what comes after it. What to do instead? Build the follow-up script into your preparation. Practice the acknowledgement line, the conditions question, and the re-anchor with a timeline before you walk into the room. Preparation for the follow-up is as important as preparation for the anchor itself. Understanding how people respond when their position is challenged is foundational to getting this right. The principles in advanced feedback techniques. Mastering nuance, tone, and psychological dynamics in high-stakes feedback conversations translate directly to high-stakes negotiation moments. And if you find that your own emotional reaction to rejection is making it hard to stay composed, the core framework in how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction gives you a method for regulating the response in real time. If you reach an impasse where both parties genuinely disagree about the value your anchor reflects, how to use the deal method to resolve disagreements about feedback at work offers a structured approach for working through the disagreement without the conversation breaking down. Before you go back in, a practical preparation checklist. Use this before any negotiation where you expect to anchor, and before any follow-up conversation after a rejection. Work through each item and mark it done only when you can answer it specifically. Number 1. Your anchor is set and documented. You have a specific number or position, grounded in market rate data or quantified accomplishments, written down before the conversation begins. Number 2. Your walkaway number is clear. You know the floor beneath which no deal is the right deal. This number is not public, but it is firm in your own mind. Number 3. Your brag book is current. You have a concrete list of accomplishments with numbers attached: revenue, savings, projects delivered, timelines met. These are your evidence if the anchor is challenged. Number 4. You have practiced the acknowledgement line. Okay, I hear you. That is not what I was hoping for, but I appreciate your honesty. Say it out loud at least 3 times before the conversation. It needs to come naturally, not feel rehearsed. Number 5. You have practiced the conditions question. Can we talk about what it would take to get there? What would I need to do in the next 6 months to have this conversation again with a different outcome? This is the pivot point of the entire follow-up. It must feel confident, not tentative. Number 6. You have identified your package priorities. If the headline number holds firm, what elements of the total compensation package would you negotiate next? Leave entitlement, remote working arrangements, performance review timelines, and title changes are all valid levers. Know your order of preference before you need it. Number 7. You have prepared the re-anchor statement. You know how to propose a timeline, a specific review date, a specific set of criteria, and a specific commitment to revisit the conversation. This is your not yet offer, and it needs to be ready before the rejection arrives. Before tension builds in any negotiation, it often helps to reduce it at the source. How the empathy bridge technique diffuses tension before a difficult workplace conversation starts shows you how to lower the emotional temperature before you ever say your number. And if a previous negotiation has left real damage to a working relationship, how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown gives you a path back. The ground beneath the rejection. And say it right every time. I write that a no is not the end of the conversation. It is the beginning of a negotiation. After 60 years of watching people negotiate, I believe this more than anything else I have put into print. The rejection of an anchor is not proof that your number was wrong. It is information about the other party's constraints, their timing, and the gap between what they know about your value and what you know. Your job in the 60 seconds after that rejection is to stay in the conversation with your anchor intact. Use the silence. Use the acknowledgement. Use the conditions question. Then listen, reflect, and propose the not yet with a timeline attached. That is rejected anchor negotiation done well, and it is a skill you can prepare for, practice, and master before the next conversation demands it. Frequently asked questions. What is rejected anchor negotiation? Rejected anchor negotiation is the process of responding constructively after your opening number is turned down. Rather than withdrawing or conceding immediately, you use a specific follow-up script to understand the other party's constraints and establish a clear path toward an acceptable outcome. How do you respond when your salary anchor is rejected? Acknowledge the response without collapsing your position. Ask what conditions or timeline would make the number achievable. This keeps the negotiation open, shifts the conversation to criteria rather than deadlines, and positions you as collaborative rather than combative. What is the value method in salary negotiation? The value method is a five-step career negotiation framework from Say It Right Every Time. V equals value, A equals accomplishments, L equals listen, U equals understand, E equals engage. It structures how you present your anchor, absorb a rejection, and re-engage toward a negotiated agreement. How do you turn a no into a not yet during a pay negotiation? Ask one precise question after the rejection. What would need to change for this number to become possible? That question redirects the conversation from the anchor itself to the conditions surrounding it, giving both parties something actionable to work toward together. Should you re-anchor after a rejection or hold your original number? Hold your original anchor for at least one full exchange before adjusting. Moving immediately signals that your number was not genuine. After listening to the other party's constraints, you can re-anchor slightly if needed, but only after you have understood their position fully. What follow-up script works best after an anchor is rejected? The most effective script acknowledges the rejection, names your understanding of their constraint, and asks a conditions question. For example, I hear you. Can we talk about what it would take to get there? What would need to happen in the next 6 months for this conversation to have a different outcome? Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.